Full time doing all that shit.
Well, we might hear it. It might come at the same time. Good evening, everyone. We're outside taking Lyle out for his last business. And we're going to see. It's the time. It's nearly 10 o'clock. The time. The last time. The only times I've heard the female owl. She came over this time. Hope we haven't missed her. Or maybe she just won't come. And it was a coincidence that two nights in a row she came at the same time. It's not really that cold, but I think I might be cold sitting down out here. But we're going to sit down here for a little while. It's very quiet, apart from that car that just went by.
It's not there, isn't it? They're just blowing on the dinner table.
Yeah. Five eggs is in the bar. We're walking away from civilization. We're on an owl hunt. It smells of woods and damp foliage like autumn. Because that's what it is.
Mine was not as joined by now, I mean.
Can you notice the temperature drop when we go down that hill there?
Did it?
Hmm. It absolutely did.
Oh,
sit. Have you got a free hand?
What?
It's all right, I can take his lead off with one hand, I think. Thanks. Wait. Go on then. Busy. Doing a wee.
Screen lock.
What? Still a few cars passing by, but come like 12, 1 o'clock.
There might be taxis, you know.
Well, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you hear a couple of cars. I've been awake like till 4 o'clock some nights, and you hear very, very few cars coming down here.
Really?
It's absolutely, totally silent.
I don't know, we don't go at 12 o'clock here, right?
No, we've been to bed quite early. Well, you have, but I do go to bed early-ish, but I haven't slept early. I might drop off, but I'll wake up straight away. Is he doing anything else? He had his chews earlier. I did do an audio boo of it, but I accidentally deleted it because I turned the speech off and then I must have hit publish and then, no, close, and then I must have hit cancel by accident, delete by accident. They were really disgusting. They smelled so greasy and they smelt foul, but he loved them. Where's this damned owl? I don't think he's been three times today. He's probably got no more to come at the moment. Just walk, darling, here, come. We're on an owl hunt. Just been laying around upstairs and we're watching TV. Taking it easy. Spoke to the kids. They're fine. That's right. With you.
I know how to get sometimes, and some people have a problem. I say, sorry. Love to stop it. Blame me, like, you know what?
Now, listen a minute. That sounds like gunshot. Someone's probably shooting rabbits. Sorry, what did you say?
What was I talking about?
When you're on the gate sometimes and people have a problem.
And. Is that all you heard?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, darling, stop it. I was trying to listen to a sound that I heard. You see, it could have been the owl. It wasn't, but... there might have been someone shooting an owl. I hope not, but... someone sneezing. Mm. Well, at the tables now. Hold on. Are we there?
Hold on.
You sit down and you can do what you sit down.
Hold on.
Can you stop doing all this shit today?
Stop it now, it's back on. Okay. You're sitting down. Can I leave him off? As long as he doesn't shit though. That would be a bit awkward. Because we wouldn't know. I don't think he'd do it here. Because if he'd have wanted to do it, he could have done it down there. Where's my Ribena? Oh, the chairs are cold, aren't they? Because they're metal. They're like wrought iron. Libby?
Hmm?
Where's my Ribena?
It's in front of you.
Thank you.
You all right?
Oh. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, my cigar's still there.
I told you it would be. Well, I said they'd bring it into you, actually, but... it's supposed to rain tonight.
Should I have rinsed the glass before bringing it out?
Yeah?
Should I have rinsed the glass before bringing it out?
You haven't put your iPad, have you?
iPad, no.
Oh, good.
Why?
Because I don't want all that boom, when I'm listening for owls. I don't think one's going to come, I've just got a feeling. What's that you're drinking? Vodka?
Syrup. Yeah, that's vodka actually. Syrup. This might be the most expensive vodka right now.
Yes, alright. Well, we don't go into that. What?
Strong.
Hmm?
It's quite strong, yeah.
I know, it would be. On me. Where's Niall?
Sitting behind you.
Oh.
I was laying behind
you. I might as well put his lead on.
Well, let him just check.
No, no, he's all right. I know, but it's not very nice for him to lay down, actually. It's probably the grass. It's probably wet. Listening for owls. Darling. Smell in the air. Can you smell an owl?
I know he's well behaved.
Toof was here, he'd knock spots off Niall's behaviour. He'd be sitting down quietly in the restaurant.
Ooh.
Toof. He wouldn't be allowed in there for a start. I think he's allowed in the bar. Pets are allowed in the bar, but not in the restaurant. Shut up, I'll go wherever I bloody will like in this hotel.
Most people are that cocky.
Yeah?
They just have only negative things to say about this hotel, you know what I mean?
Like what? The prices, the food?
Yeah. It's always been like that.
Well,
I wouldn't go there.
Well, they live round here.
Yeah, they're local, you know what I mean?
Well, it's got a pretty good rating.
It's all right for me. I mean, though.
It is expensive. The food is ridiculous.
You know what it says? In the Bible it says, only in a prophet's home is he without honour. You know what that means?
No.
When Jesus Christ was... Is that rain?
No.
That's rain, Ellen.
Is it?
You just touched me now.
I thought I heard something fall on the grass, actually.
Can't you hear that?
Yeah, I can, but I can't feel it.
No one else keeps my hand now.
How?
When Jesus was doing miracles, and he later went to Nazareth.
Yeah, Nazareth.
And then he was, and when he was performing miracles, some people came by and said, "Is that not Joseph's son? Is that not the carpenter's son? Is that not that boy that grew up around here?" You know, now, like, you're trying to make it common, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who is he? Who doesn't think he is, you know what I mean? And the response to them was, only in the prophet's home is he without honor. In other words, when he goes to other places and does miracle, they're happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he comes and does miracle in his own place, and that's all they've got, that's all they got to say about it, you know what I mean?
So what started that conversation off?
If you go back to what we were talking about, about the cock in niggas.
Oh, yeah.
They don't respect this place because it's in their own place.
Oh, exactly.
But we come from a far distance and we like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in its own home, it is without
honour. Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm afraid to say that the Mary Rose Inn is without honour wherever it is. It's full of mm-mms and bed bugs. And it's next to a railway viaduct. Now, that's our nearest hotel. So-called hotel. It's an inn. It's actually above a pub. They rent room by the hour. You can go there and have a bit of sex if you want.
Are you horrible at it?
Yeah. I'm just telling them about
public
them.
Public
audio. Yeah?
And you're tarnishing the hotel's image on there.
Oh, yeah, shit. Didn't think of that. Oh, well. I don't really care. What are they going to do about it? Do you think they listen to audio, Boo?
You know how this shit starts? One person listens to it and tells someone that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone, and then that person goes, tell that.
Well, it's bloody... I don't think I'm saying anything that's actually not true. Apparently you can rent by the hour. It is next to a railway viaduct. Someone who worked there said it had bed bugs, but it might not do now. That's all I said. I don't think it's got very good ratings. If you look on the internet, I think the ratings... Someone looked, and I think Nama and that looked, and they said the ratings were terrible. So they've only got to look for themselves. They're building... Did you know they're building Premier... Oh, yeah, I think you were with us when... Was it Claire and Paul said they're building Premier Inn in Orpington? In the Walnuts?
I can't remember now.
That'd be quite good, though. Well, I mean, not for us, because we're not going to stay there, are we? But, you know, for people coming, it's nearer than the travel lodge and better.
I'm not feeling like smoking tonight.
Hmm? You don't feel like smoking?
No, it's not. It's going to be going to chuck
it. Well, don't smoke then.
Yeah, I just can't end this one. I don't feel like it's
going to... It's raining a little bit. It's not heavy rain, is it? It's like drizzle at the moment. If it gets heavy, we just have to shift it. Because I don't think this Mrs. Owl is coming tonight. Anyway, I'd call that a public service, telling people not to go there in case they don't read the reviews. But actually, there seriously aren't any hotels in Orpington, apart from that one. There's the Travelodge in Sidcup, and there's the Bromley Court Hotel that's somewhere in Bromley.
What about that one in Bromley, the Travelodge, or that's where you're supposed
to... Sidcup, yeah. There's no proper hotels. That's not really a hotel, is it? It's somewhere to stay. It's all right. They said it was clean and efficient, but, you know, they don't do food or anything like that.
Really?
Your breakfast comes in a packet, like a packet of cereal or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There is a cafe the next door, I think it's called the Star Cafe or something, where you can go and have your breakfast.
Fuck,
huh?
I'm turned off and I'm just restless.
Maybe you're ready to give up smoking.
Yeah, I think I am, actually.
I think you are, because you keep not wanting to smoke lately. You keep starting it and then finishing it.
That was only halfway through. I think I did. I did pop. Did you hear what I said about smoking?
What did he say? Which one?
I went past them and said hello. Probably at the pub, the first people spoke to, the first two men there.
Oh, what, they were standing at the bar?
Yeah, sitting by the bar.
Mm.
He said, I said, I don't know about cigarettes. I said, I gave up cigarettes in 1987. Oh, actually, it gave me up. I think he will have some medical problems or something like that.
Yeah, probably. It's getting harder now, look. To put my phone under my coat, under my jacket, cardigan. I don't think this owl's coming. Mrs. Owl. Maybe she doesn't like the rain. Stopping again now.
No, I just got up. No, he's sitting now. Not laying down, he's sitting there watching.
He must have seen something. Is he looking at something?
Looking in his fixed direction. He's looked away now.
And maybe he saw something. Might be a movement, like a rabbit or something like that. I think to see the rabbits, you have to get up really early. Like when I think they come out when it's light, you know, like at the dawn.
Sure, the rabbits in Africa, they must have migrated over this way, see? Yo, niggas, it's safe out here.
Yeah, they don't kill you. Well, some people do. I'm surprised they haven't...
No, it's not so safe out here, dude.
I'm surprised they haven't got rabbit pie on the menu. Maybe they do sometimes, because they have a different pie every week.
Butchers up in the area, man. They do rabbits in that butcher.
I know they do. They do rabbit in most butchers, I think.
I think I'll try it next time I go in there. What's wrong with that?
What's right with it?
What's right with eating cow?
Well, nothing, because I don't eat it.
That's you. Every animal person I know eats cow.
General doesn't.
She ain't normal. She lives with how many animals and all that?
She doesn't live with cows. Cats and dogs.
Cats. Ten cats and how many dogs?
Two.
And one of them is what?
Huh?
One of them is what?
Mad.
One of them is a wild beast. How long has she had that dog now?
6 years. Six and a half years.
And still bites her.
Well, he hasn't bitten anyone for 2 years. No, but he hasn't bitten anyone for 2.5 years. And that was the last person was me.
And that's because?
We...
The reason why he hasn't bitten anyone is because of what?
We avoid the situations where he bites.
That's not a normal dog.
Oh, well, that's...
See, he's got something in his mouth. You can take it off him. Toof-toof, same thing.
Yeah, most people can't take something off Toof-toof. He goes for him.
I can take it off his mouth.
I can. But
general,
he doesn't bite them.
It's got him for 6 years.
6.5 years.
She tries to take anything out of his mouth. She's trying to destroy something. If she's got someone's certificate that someone's gone to school for years for, she can't get it out of his mouth.
Well, she can. She just goes and gets him a treat and he drops it.
By the time she goes but to get a treat, she's ripped his certificate to pieces.
No, he doesn't, because she says to him, do you want... He knows what... He does it purposely, so he gets a treat. Because really... The awful thing is, she's rewarded the behaviour because she'll say, "Do you want a whirler?" And he'll come running and he'll let and she'll throw the whirler and he drops the thing and runs for it and then she picks it up while he's distracted.
I said in the living room before she goes to get the whirler, nigga's ripped off whatever it's got.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't very often happen. That doesn't very often happen.
That's because they keep everything out of his reach.
Well, that is a good idea. Yes.
That nigga is not. Domestic animal.
He's lovely though.
He belongs.
He's very lovable. He belongs on a farm, really.
He bit your hand and gave you infection, didn't it?
No, it didn't work. I had antibiotics.
That's because you had what?
Antibiotics.
Why did you have that?
Because to prevent an infection.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have it yet.
No. I might have got one, I might not have done. He bit me 5 teeth marks in my hand.
He's a beast, darling. You know, he's wild.
But he is lovely. You can't help loving him, though, despite all that. I wouldn't want to live with him, though. I couldn't. Because not being able to see would be very difficult with him. I wouldn't be able to tell. I wouldn't know what he's got in his mouth. And I wouldn't be able to touch it.
He chews the foot mat. He chews it. I see him chewing it.
He does, yeah.
He's sitting down there chewing it.
He's bored, you see. He really should have been on a farm, running around all day.
So, farm? He'd be destroying all the crops.
No, he wouldn't.
That nigga should be out there with the lions. They would kill him anyways.
You shouldn't be out there with bloody lions. Don't talk shit, darling. That's crap.
Well, he's wild, actually. That dog is wild.
He's not wild. He's just mad.
Why would anyone want to keep a mad dog?
We're talking about General here.
So you know she's mad, then?
Well, she's not mad, but she's got a lot of compassion for animals. More than for humans, really. She has got compassion for humans, though. She has. Except me. Except her family. She's always giving them insults. Maybe this rain is what happens every night. This just a little bit of rain, a little bit, and makes the ground wet. Do you see what I mean?
No, I think it's going to be something more than this. And the morning is all wet everywhere. This is not going to wet everywhere, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it's just fog. Thick fog. I don't think the owls are coming. You let me down, Mrs. Owl. I'm not very happy with you.
They must have had a meeting in the town hall.
Who, the owls?
In the square or something like that.
Who, the owls?
Yeah, it's a crazy white woman who seems to...
She's with a black...
...taking our voices. We don't know for what purpose. It could be voodoo.
The worst thing of all is she's with a crazy black man and we think that he wants to eat us.
He wants to take our voice down to Africa for native medicine.
He wants to shoot us down.
I think for your own good, you've got to stay away.
Stay away from the Flackley Ash Hotel. Just don't go down there. You're in for a big surprise. A black man in the area. We've never seen the like of it before.
Some kids were looking at me very strangely in that supermarket.
You've probably never seen a black person.
More very likely.
I'm not round here anyway.
I ran to his mummy and the mummy picked him up and he hugged her real close.
He's probably scared of you. Darling, that's awful. It's like when I went to Nigeria and the kids kept staring at me, do you remember? I've never seen a white person, only on the TV.
I
think
there's a lot of people in Nigeria, actually.
Huh?
You get a lot of expatriates down there.
Yeah, I know, but maybe not in certain areas, you know what I mean?
If you're a white person, I think you stand up, so people would observe you, you know, they will know you're there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they do sell them, because you get... Because it's construction projects, you know, they pull off like that Lebanese nigga, you know what I mean? He's Lebanese, but some companies employ white people, you know what I mean? Because
but here
the black man doesn't trust the black man to not to steal his money, you know, as the head, you know what I mean? So they put white person there too. And sometimes the white people they put there connive with the black people and run the company down, you see what I mean?
But the Lebanese person here wouldn't be considered white.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He can't speak good English. He goes, yala, yala. Yala, yala, yala means now, now, that's immediately. Take the truck down to the bottom pit. Yala. That's now. No one is angry. So when he insults, I can't buy. What's his name now? Wilfred, he said when he insults, he wouldn't want to insult people.
What did he say to Wilfred?
I can't remember what he said.
He was a bastard, though, wasn't he? Not Wilfred, the Lebanese bloke.
He was nice to me, though.
He wasn't at first. One of them was, and the one of them wasn't. The first one... Oh, no, the first one was. Was it the second one that wasn't?
The second one was... Him and his brother, they had a row.
Yeah, I know.
So he was taking it out on the people that his brother was nice to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just transferred aggression, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was said to me. I think it was Wilfred that told me that. His brother, that's one of the nice to us, called Nigerian immigration to go check the other one, the new one's papers. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe, I don't know if his papers were incomplete, but they came to the company had to come pick him up. I think after everything, they saw that it was all right. I don't know if they bribed him, I don't know if his papers complete, but he came back, you know what I mean? So they were just taking shots at each other, you know what I mean? That's what it was. That's why I resigned from the job.
He used to call people pigs and things like that, didn't he?
Not pigs. I said, what he used to say? It meant bastard in their language, in the Lebanese language.
I thought he used to call people to say they were lazy pigs and things like that, the workers.
No. So what he used to say? He said, in their language, not in English. He couldn't speak very good English, you know what I mean? If I speak to Steve, he will open my mind. Cigarette. I'm looking at a cigarette, it looks like poison.
What?
This cigarette.
It is poison, that's exactly what it is.
It doesn't agree with me, you know what I mean? I don't know why I bought it. I bought it because I think I was just trying to just replace the Cuban cigarettes, you know what I mean? Shit.
What?
How long do you want to wait for it?
I think we better go in now, don't you?
It's up to you. I won't go out for the hour.
No. What time is it? I think the owls aren't coming now.
It's 10:30, though.
I can listen to them. I can listen out for them in the room anyway. They might come later. Well, they might have already been.
You're quite sure that's an owl, though?
An owl? Well, that noise that we heard. Yeah, it's definitely an owl. If you looked up female, it's a tawny owl. If you looked up on the internet, female tawny owl.
I just spelled tawny.
Tawny. Do it.
Why should I?
Well, because then we can hear it on here. If we don't hear a real one, we can hear it on the internet.
I'm not that crazy, darling.
Oh, go on.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
I'm not that crazy.
Oh, go on, darling. Where's your sense of fun?
You have fun, darling. I have an idea of fun.
Yeah, I know. It comes in a bottle. Shall I tip it away? Go on. Just look it up quickly.
Kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Let's go with that.
We can do it inside then.
Oh no, don't drag me into it. I don't want any part of that.
Carry that for me, please. Oh. Where are you? Oh, you're here. Good boy. It's not been here all the time.
It's not audible, I don't.
Yeah. We're still on.
It doesn't look like you're audible, right? I think it's. I'm sure you're audible.
Yes. I am, or I was. I've just come off. It's still recording, but I've come off the screen. Audible. Have we got everything?
Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry, darling. I nearly smashed your bottle, didn't I? Did we? I only put my hand through your arm. I didn't know it was there, that's all. Sorry.
Don't worry about
it. It wouldn't have broke, I don't think, anyway. It would have fell on the grass.
The glass would have broke, but not the bottle. I was holding the bottle on the straw.
Oh, yeah. You've got that in your teeth. What's up your ass?
Just a bit tired. I just want to get inside out.
I know. Thanks for coming out with me, though. I'm tired too, but he did need to come out anyway. Niall needed to come out to do a wee. At least we've got a bit of air. No owls.
I've got nicotine air. That's what I got.
Hmm?
I got nicotine air.
But you didn't decided you didn't want it. That's a good thing. Very good thing.
They're loud over there, do you know that?
Yeah. Night.
Happy night to you. Up a bit there.
Let me let go of you. I'll come up, see if I come up with him. Hold on, Niall, don't drag me like that. I think he might be thirsty again. I got it. I told you he was going to have another drink when he come in. I know.
What do you want your bag? Have you a drink?
Over
bag
here.
On the chair?
No, the bag. The over here. And the drink.
In the bed?
Yeah, and the drink there, please. Thanks. He's having a long drink. Isn't he?
He
won't. I'm not very happy about him drinking like that last thing at night, though. Why don't you look up the owl? Huh? I'll do it tomorrow on my iPad. Or I'll do it on here and record it on the iPad. Then you'll know it's exactly the same thing. Who, me? It's those treats, I expect. They were probably salty. Well, he likes anything, doesn't he? To be fair.